Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the meeting over to Mr. Steve Li, Maximo Sales Enablement Team. Sir, you may begin.
Great. Thank you, Pat. On behalf of all the speakers you'll hear from today, I'd like to welcome everyone, IBMers and business partners alike, to this Tivoli Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about a solution set in the Tivoli portfolio that helps clients manage their energy consumption more efficiently and cost-effectively. So hopefully by now you've been able to download the presentation, but if you have any problems with that, feel free just to send me an email at steveli@us.ibm.com. So on today's call, and let's go ahead and turn to slide two in the presentation deck, we'll first hear from Wayne Riley and Tom Saracen. They're both product architects, about the key capabilities of the products in our green data center portfolio. Following their presentation, we'll hear from Debbie Langenfeld, who's with product management, who will take us through a section on how to actually position and sell these products to your clients. And then finally, to conclude the call, as Pat said, we'll open the lines for Q&A. So hopefully you find this enablement helpful. And with that said, I'd like to turn the call over to our first speaker, Wayne Riley. Wayne, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chris. And so I will start on slide three. The slide numbers, in case you're looking for them, are in the upper right-hand corner of the slides. And so the what we're finding with the energy management and monitoring story with customers is there's really no clear, concise way for them to gather the information they need to understand where their energy is being consumed inside the data center, where what components in the data center, whether they be IT components or cooling components or powering components in the data center, are using the energy efficiently, how much energy they're using, and what it's costing to run those components. Additionally, regulation that's starting to show up in Europe as well as moving its way to the U.S., that regulation is going to require accurate documentation and accountability and reporting of that information. And in a lot of organizations today, even some of the large sophisticated organizations, the energy information and the energy consumption information, if it's available, it's being obtained manually, and a lot of it is somebody running around the data center with a clipboard pulling readings off of powering or cooling devices and some things that can't get any information at all. And so what we're doing with the Tivoli energy monitoring and management story is making all of that information available on a real-time and a historical basis and putting a set of analytics and reporting on that. So let's move on to slide four. And so what we're doing is allowing organizations to move from the stale, the manually collected and maintained spreadsheet views of energy management into real-time monitoring and real-time management, real-time collection of this information, and so they can act on it in their service management work, act on it in their availability work, and act on it in their costing and accountability work. And so the easiest way to think of what we're doing or to describe what we're doing is Tivoli's been monitoring IT metrics in CPU, DASD, memory on IT equipment forever, essentially. And what we've done is we've added energy and thermal monitoring, so how much energy is the thing using and how hot is it, to what we've always been doing for IT equipment. We're providing a set of analytics and reporting based on the data we're collecting to allow organizations to react to changes in usage in the data center and even get down to understanding where the energy is being used in their data center and give somebody information and data that they can use to make decisions and choices. And again, if you think back to where IT monitoring was 5 or 10 years ago, it's essentially the same story. Organizations didn't know what they were using in terms of IT resources, capacity, and availability, and they weren't really equipped to make the proper decisions without that information. Well, now in the age of understanding energy and rising energy costs and looking at raising the temperature in data centers, they need that same information for energy and thermal monitoring. So that's what we're providing. We pull in or we aggregate information from components that typically didn't typically monitor before. And so we do pull in energy and thermal information for IT devices, servers, network devices, DASDI devices. But we also bring in the energy components, so the components in the data center that power and cool the IT components, so the power distribution units, the computer room air conditioners, the chiller, the uninterruptible power supplies. We collect energy and thermal and availability information from that set of componentry to give somebody a holistic view of how their entire data center is performing from a power and cooling standpoint. And we give them the ability to use all this information to control their costs, to make decisions about running their data center, about running their workload, about running their enterprise, that they can now apply energy and thermal aspects to those decisions. And we give them a starting point. And so a lot of organizations know, if they're lucky, the total power coming into the data center. But once it comes into the data center, they really have no idea where the power goes. And so we help them by giving them a starting point of, well, the first place you start is understanding where power is being consumed in your data center and where it's being consumed efficiently or inefficiently. Let's move on to slide 5. And so slide 5 is the large overview of what Tivoli is doing with energy and thermal monitoring. We're not going to go through all the products shown on slide 5. We're going to go through the products today that are circled in green. Those are a very good and key starting point for an organization getting into energy management. And I'll talk about, we'll go into depth on each of these products in a few slides, and so I won't drill into them here. A couple of key points to take away on slide 5 is looking at the bottom of the slide. So looking at the list of companies that we've integrated with. So what this represents is these are the manufacturers, or APC is a good example of this. These are the manufacturers that make the computer room air conditioners or power distribution units or UPSs. And so they make the componentry that powers and cools the data center. So we've integrated with this list of partners, and actually the list continues to grow, for them to provide us with information on how those components are performing. And so we have collectors for them that pull energy information for how a UPS is currently performing or how a computer room air conditioner is currently performing. We're not replacing their systems. We're partnering with them to pull key metrics that we need to provide to give the facilities and the IT organizations an overview of how the data center, how the environment is performing. And then we've done the work to pull the information from all the IBM equipment. So they, through our integration with IBM Director and Active Energy Manager, we pulled metrics from the IT equipment that's provided by IBM. We also have the ability to pull it for non-IBM IT equipment as well. And so we'll go through the rest of the details on the green circled products, and I'm going to start with ITM for Energy Management in 2 slides. So let's move on to slide 6. And so this is a focused view of what we're going to talk about today, and I'll work from the bottom up, and I'll just hit these quickly because we'll get details on each of these products as we go through. And so the base for this, or for Tivoli's energy monitoring and management story, is a product called ITM for Energy Management. If you're familiar with ITM, the IBM Tivoli monitoring products, this is essentially an extension to that. And so it uses the exact same infrastructure that ITM uses for monitoring, alerting, and collecting information, and we'll talk about that in a little more detail. And it leverages the visualization capabilities that are provided by ITM, and so that the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, or the TEP, for customizing views of, well, customizing workspaces. And we've provided in ITM for Energy Management a set of energy-specific views, and we'll show you a couple of examples of that, and a set of energy-specific reports. The other two products that we're going to talk about are TBSM, Tivoli Business Service Manager, and we've added to TBSM the ability to show energy dashboard views where we aggregate or roll up information for a data center, as well as now organizations building service definitions with TBSM can include powering and cooling componentry in those service definitions. And then last and certainly not least is Maximo Asset Management for Energy Optimization, where Tom will talk about the thermal views and the asset management aspect of of energy and thermal management. And the key, the last point I want to leave you with on slide six is we only have one place in the environment where we're collecting the energy and thermal information, and that is into the ITM for Energy Management product. And so the other products do not go out and monitor the same set of resources for energy or thermal information or IT information for that matter, but they collect that information directly from ITM for Energy Management by either talking to APIs or the SOAP API, if you want to get into technical details, provided by ITM, for pulling the current readings into MEO, Maximo Asset Management for Energy Optimization, or in the case of TBSM, using the SOAP APIs or going to the Tivoli Data Warehouse to pull historical information. So as ITM for Energy Management is deployed, other products leverage the data, energy, and thermal information collected by ITM for Energy Management without the customer or the organization being required to deploy additional monitoring to leverage that information in other Tivoli products. Moving on to slide seven. So let's talk a little bit more detail about ITM for Energy Management, IBM Tivoli Monitoring for Energy Management. Yeah, as I said earlier, this is built on top of ITM, and it's the best way to think of it is it's agentless monitoring for energy and thermal metrics. And so we don't don't require agents to be deployed to the data center infrastructure components that we were talking about. So the CRACs, the UPSs, or the PDUs, nothing gets deployed to them. There's a centralized collector that we put down for ITM. That's one of the agents that's provided, a centralized agent that's provided with ITM for Energy Management, and it talks to the management servers of the partners we've integrated with. For the IT equipment, it's the same story. Nothing gets deployed. No agents get deployed onto the individual components of IT equipment to pull the energy or thermal information. We get that information by talking directly to IBM Director. And so it's the same monitoring environment. We just add energy and thermal information to that monitoring environment, and we leverage the data warehouse and the alerting capabilities. If a customer doesn't have ITM deployed in their environment, ITM for Energy Management includes the license for that, and they don't have to deploy. They can deploy ITM for Energy Management and essentially don't monitor any of the IT components with ITM for Energy Management. They can just use it for monitoring energy and thermal information, and if they've got another solution for their base IT monitoring, that's perfectly acceptable. There is a nice story that can be had by starting with energy monitoring, and if they don't have IT monitoring, you can show a value of pretty easily building a case for adding IT monitoring since you've already got the energy monitoring infrastructure deployed, which happens to be the same infrastructure. And it's the same functions we've got in ITM, and so you get the customized workspaces. We provide out-of-the-box workspaces for the energy components, for the CRAC, for the computer room air conditioners, UPSs, PDUs, as well as for the IT equipment. And again, ITM Energy Management, since we're built on top of ITM, there's a whole set of role-based interfaces or UIs that can be provided. And so you can have views that are shared between IT and facilities, because we're seeing more and more that in a data center, the IT group and the facilities groups are, if they haven't come together, they're at least working together to understand the impact of events or changes to the components that power and cool the data center, as well as the components that depend on what's being on the powering and cooling components. And so we can actually start to share data across the IT organization and the facilities organization, and they can both be looking at the same interfaces and talking about the same information. So that's a pretty much the same silo story we had in IT organizations, you know, again, probably 5 years ago, when we had a mainframe silo and a database silo. Let's move on to slide 8. Quickly, just so you can understand how we're collecting the metrics from the different categories in the data center. And so from IBM equipment, we get energy and thermal information, and we collect it via our integration with a product called IBM Director and Active Energy Manager. Again, the license for IBM Director and Active Energy Manager included in the purchase of ITM Energy Management, so somebody doesn't have to go out and acquire a new copy or acquire a pre-req product to use this. All the licensing is included. From non-IBM hardware, we can collect energy and thermal information, and this is generally done using the IBM Agent Builder technology to collect these metrics. I will say that we can't ship a collector for HP or Sun at the moment due to legal reasons. We do have the ability to collect those metrics, and the easiest way to say it is we have to have somebody come in and build that agent on site, generally through a services agreement, because the MIB that we need in that case is owned by the customer. So they've got the HP equipment, they've got access to the MIB, and the legal problems we're having with shipping something around that is access to the MIB. We also collect energy and thermal metrics from the data center infrastructure components, so the CRACs, the UPSs, the PDUs, and again, it's agentless monitoring, so nothing gets deployed on those components, but we've worked with the manufacturers, and so I'll use APC, again, as an example, and they have a management server that they call ISX Central, and that management server has a web services interface that they've sat down with us and said, here's how you access the data, here's the key data we think you should collect to understand how these components are performing, and here's what it'll look like when you collect it. And so we provide the collector with ITM for Energy Management that knows how to talk to ISX Central. And we've done the same for Emerson Liebert, for Eaton, and other partners. And then if you're familiar with ITM, last but not least, now there's always something new in the environment that we don't have a built-in collector for or built-in agent for. And so by building on top of ITM, we've got the same agent builder toolkit capabilities where the customer can decide to build their own agent if they want to. And it follows the same architecture that it would for building an ITM, a base ITM agent. And those agents can be put up on Opal and be shared across customers. And so the summary on slide 8 is we provide a large set of out-of-the-box integration with IT vendors and for IT equipment, and then it can be extended through a fully supported and architected extension mechanism as well, done by customers or services. Let's move on to slide 9. And so this is a key, maybe a key differentiator between the Tivoli's energy or IBM's energy management story and our competitors, and that is what we've got in the Tivoli data warehouse. And so that was already available in ITM, and we're leveraging it for ITM for energy management. And we collect into the warehouse base IT metrics. We collect IT energy metrics. We collect data center infrastructure metrics. We're actually integrated with the building management systems or the building automation systems, depending on which acronym the customer is using. But these are organizations like Johnson Controls, for example, and their Metasys systems. And then we have sensors that we collect sensor information for thermal and humidity sensors that get deployed into the data center. And we collect all this information into one single location where we can apply analytics, workspaces, and reporting across all these metrics together. So we can bring the set of metrics collected from different spots in the organization and look at them holistically and do a set of analytics on top of them, that without having this depth of metrics is just simply not available. And we keep the metrics over time, and so we can go back and look historically at how things are performing, or if you're making decisions in the data center on trying to be more efficient, are those decisions paying off? So is your usage going up or down over time? Slide 10. And so on top of the Tilly Data Warehouse with the ITM for Energy Management reports, we provide about 20 out-of-the-box reports using Tivoli Common Reporting. And so it's integrated with the other Tivoli reports. And these go in and look at energy usage in the data center and actually come back with making recommendations on where consolidation opportunities are in the data center. And a couple of the key reports that we provide are around DCIE, so Data Center Infrastructure Efficiency, or its converse, PUE. And we calculate that real-time, so we can show an organization what it looks like right now. But more importantly, we can also show what it looks like over time, over the last 30, 60, 90 days, and going back to a year very soon. And so that lets an organization understand what their DCIE is in their data center, and if you've got multiple data centers, then you can compare data centers. And we're doing all this without somebody running around with a clipboard, which is typically what one of the metrics that organizations are currently interested in. But if you're not interested in DCIE, another report we provide is what we call the baseline usage report. And this shows for a data center how much power is being consumed by the data center and where it's being consumed, all the way down to the individual device level, if they've deployed that much monitoring or that depth of monitoring. And then we actually, one other popular report we have is that it looks across the IT components in the environment and looks at the energy being used by those components with the IT workload being done by those components and produces a set of resources that don't look like they're doing work during these specific time frames. And this gives an organization a chance to consolidate these resources, or maybe the best way to save energy on a piece of IT equipment is if you don't need it, turn it off. And we've got many other reports available as well. And then since we're built on top of Tivoli Common Reporting, organizations also have the ability to customize and build their own reports as well. Slide 11 is one quick screenshot of the first page of a data center infrastructure efficiency report. And so this is built on TBSM and shows a couple of key things. So in the top, we show the power consumed by the type of resource. And so we break them out by class. And so you can see for all resources in my server class, I can see how many kilowatts of power are being consumed. And I can do the same for network storage facility and then others for things that aren't categorized. And you see the DCIE and PUE numbers calculated for them. And then as you get down towards the bottom of that report, we break out where the power is being consumed in the data center. So give them a pie chart. So basically showing the same information as above, but gives them a different visualization and lets you understand it a little quicker and easier at a glance. And then we show DCIE over time. And so you can see over the last 6 weeks or so how my DCIE is doing. And this is important if you're making changes in the data center to equipment or to infrastructure components. Are those changes actually paying off? Are they? Is your efficiency going in the direction you expected it to? And so that's the overview of ITM for Energy Management as a base for the rest of the discussion. Let me quickly move on to slide 12 and talk about TBSM. And so Tivoli Business Service Manager is the Tivoli product that a lot of you are probably familiar with, and it does service definitions and service views. And what we've added to that product is the ability to build what we call energy dashboards, and two flavors of energy dashboards. An executive dashboard or an availability kind of dashboard where we pull the metrics that we've been talking about, so DCIE and PUE, and where the power is being consumed in the data center, and take them out of take those metrics and analytics out of the reports and out of the ITM for energy management workspaces, make them available on a web-based dashboard. So a facilities manager or an operations manager can take a look at these and understand at a glance how their data center or how their data centers are doing. And then we've also added the service view capabilities of TBSM, the ability to put the data center infrastructure components, and so the CRACs, the UPSs, and the PDUs into a business service definition. And so just like now any other IT component, if there's an event or a disruption associated with a UPS, the organization can understand how that component supports different business services or different applications in the environment and can prioritize that event or that service degradation in accordance with the importance of the business service or applications it supports. And so with that, I'm going to go to slide 13 and turn it over to Tom.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Good morning, everybody. So Maximo Asset Management for Energy Optimization. So MEO is a new version of the Maximo product suite that you may be familiar with. And what we're doing here is we're connecting energy information and tying it together with the asset and service management capabilities that Maximo has. If you're familiar with Maximo, you know we have the capabilities like work management, service desk type management with this product, but there are components that are not part of MEO as well. Purchasing inventory, those aren't available in the form of the MEO product. So it has some of the modules that Maximo would have, but not all of them. So as Wayne said, you know, ITM is the collector for us. They act as the collector for all the energy data, and I know we've been talking about, you know, primarily the heat map, but we actually collect various metrics, heat being one of them, temperature being one, but also humidity and power. And these sensors that we collect data for could be onboard sensors that are built into devices like a rack server, and they also can be sensors that are freestanding where they might mount a sensor hanging on a rack or mounted in the ceiling. It doesn't matter in terms of us getting that data. We get it for either. And what we do is we have a pull process that can pull continuously against ITM to get the most current readings in a real-time manner. And we provide this configurable mapping capability where we have a default mapping, but customers and services could go in and customize the mapping to pull different metrics for different devices as they choose to. And we bring it into Maximo underneath the Maximo's definition of an asset with meter readings. In terms of collecting sensors, this mapping, Wayne mentioned Agent Builder. If a customer or services builds an agent, our mapping capability allows people to start consuming those sensor data for the new agent and bring that into Maximo, so that we provide that configurability. With the upcoming release that we're coming out in Q3, we already have support for a number of IBM devices like rack servers, blades, Z-Series, but we'll also be adding support for sensors for RF code as well as Johnson controls. The other point I'd make is in our sensors, again, it's not just heat, it's power, humidity, and if Johnson Controls or RF Code or any of these sensor manufacturers come up with different types of metrics that they collect, we can configure and pull those into Maximo. One last point on this slide at the bottom, it talks about a 15% savings, and where that comes from is there's a services engagement. STG does a services engagement with MMT technology, which is what we leverage in Maximo, and that's their finding in terms of going in, doing a one-time services engagement to monitor someone's data center and help them evaluate their current use of power and the impact of heat and making recommendations and changes. I just wanted to mention that's where that number comes from. So if you go to the next slide, this is actually a layout. So this is a screenshot from a Maximo application, the locations application. The location represents the data center, and this actually is there's a Green Initiative data center down in the Southbury, Connecticut facility, IBM Southbury, Connecticut. And this is, they have ITM and MEO as part of their implementation there, and this is just showing the equipment that's laid out in that data center. It's obviously a relatively small data center, but you can just see the types of devices that I've pointed out there, and you can see the different, the little round circles, those are all the sensors. So some of the sensors you can tell are inside the racks, maybe mounted on the front or back, or some of them are hanging or mounted to the ceiling. So it's just a variety of sensors across the data center. Some are also included are some built into the devices themselves. The just some basic features of the map, it has zooming in and out. The squares with the little lines through them, those represent perforated floor tiles. And all the other symbols, you can see down at the bottom, we call it the subview. When you focus in on a specific device, it gives you some of the details of that. In this case, it's a rack. It's highlighted where it's positioned, that type of information. If you hit next on your slide, I added another data center layout on top of that, and the reason I did is just to show you something much more substantial. So this is a slide. It's not a complete picture of one of the Poughkeepsie data centers, but it's close. I made it a little smaller just to try to fit it in there, but it's just to show you, a data center size can be pretty substantial. And I know it's hard to see. I left the zooming, purposely left it kind of small just so you could see everything. And all those kind of the black squares, those actually represent, those are the perforated floor tiles, so you can kind of get a sense of where the aisles are, and then racks usually on both sides of the aisle facing the perforated tiles where the cool air flows in. So it gives you kind of a big visualization of the space, can help you plan. If you're bringing in new equipment, it gives you an idea of where you might have space available. And another thing, and it's very difficult to see with this slide, but in my scenario here, I came into the screen with an asset, and I selected an asset, and it actually highlights the asset. And it's difficult to see, but there's a rack highlighted in the middle of that picture. But, in a very large data center, finding where an asset, actually lives in the data center can be difficult, and that's one of the things this map can do for you. So if you hit next on the slide, here's the heat map on top of the layout map. So, again, this is the Southbury Data Center, and it's just showing, basically hot and cold spots. Obviously, the bluish spots are cooler spots, and then there's a few reddish spots that show show where it's a little hotter. And what I've done here, one point is, obviously I can't show it, but there's an elevation, so you can view the heat map at different elevations. So you can look at it a half a foot off the floor, up to 8 feet off the floor. So it gives you that capability to view the map, the heat map, at different levels. The hot areas, we'll start with the cool areas. So the cool areas, obviously if there was just a large cool area, that could be a simple way of identifying that you just have too many perforated tiles in an area, and an obvious solution could be to move perforated tiles around if that solved that problem. Because obviously overcooling means you're just consuming, power through the AC unit when it's not needed. But the real key here is when there's hot areas, you know, the big risk obviously is the risk to the servers and the applications running on those servers. So if you hit enter or next on the slide deck, what I did is you can see on the map I have a rack selected. It's highlighted in red. And if that was a hot spot on the map, I could drill down, and now this dialog is showing me all the equipment inside that rack. It's, you know, and in this case, there's a rack, and obviously the rack with the rack server, and then there's a number of freestanding sensors mounted on the rack on the front and back of the rack. So it's giving you the capability to drill in and see what equipment may be in a rack that's in a hot area, and then you may make a decision on a course of action based on which servers are running and what applications they may be running. Now, if you look to the very right of each row in that dialog, there's a little arrow. If you would click, let's say you selected a specific asset, what would happen is you, if you hit next on your slide deck, it'll take you to the asset application in Maximo, and here is where you see the details of the asset. And this is where you start connecting asset and service management information with your energy data. So, you know, in this case, I have a screenshot of an air conditioning unit, but it gives you some basic information about, you know, who's the manufacturer, when did we purchase it, how old, you know, so how old is it, the status of the warranty on that asset. As well, if you hit next, you can see you can have additional information available to the operator. You know, these are attachments, which could be manuals, you know, anything from warranty information, repair manuals, images, anything you really needed that might help the operator deal with a problem. And if you hit next again, this dialog is showing you work history on this asset. So for this dialog, in this piece of equipment, this air conditioning unit, it shows you a history of inspections that have been done and any service requests that may have been done. And, you know, obviously you might be able to identify trends that maybe there's a common problem that's reoccurring over time, and that may, you know, drive a decision to consider replacing the equipment. But the idea there is that you get, you know, visibility to what's been going on with this piece of equipment over a period of time. And then likewise, I don't have a screenshot, but you can take action off of the screen where you could decide to go in and create a service request. If there was a problem and you determine that someone needs to look at it, you could create a service request or a work order that would drive into someone's inbox, and then someone actually would go and take a look or call the vendor to have them come in, whatever the case may be. But that's available from this application. The other thing related to that is, you know, those types of actions can be automated as well, where, you know, Maximo has what they call escalations and condition monitoring, where they can monitor the assets and the readings of the meters for those assets where temperature or power, humidity come in, and trigger actions, trigger the creation of the work order, the service request, or do notifications through email or text messages. However, you know, whatever is desired based on the type of condition that's being monitored. If you go to the next slide, these are a few things that we're working on right now, which will be in our future release, which is actually Q3. So I just wanted to mention these as well. So one is visualization of humidity. So again, humidity often, you know, when humidity rises, that's usually an early indicator of problems with cooling. And so having visibility to the humidity levels can also, gives you that visibility, but also, you know, can problems such as too much humidity, you know, could lead to corrosion of equipment. That's the start, you know, because of the condensation buildup. Too little humidity, you know, you start getting static buildup on devices. Both of those things obviously can be problematic for the devices. So this is something new that, like I said, will be in our upcoming release. This is a hot hotspot map, and really what this is intended to do, it's using the thermal data from the thermal map, but it's isolating it into a specific area in the data center. And normally for a data center operator, the kind of the key areas where temperatures they watch closely are the inlet areas where the cool air is going into the machines for cooling. And there's standard, what they call ASHRAE standard guidelines for thresholds. And the intent of this map is to show if those areas are exceeding either above or below those thresholds that are appropriate for the intake areas of devices. And then just some other things we're looking at right now, we're working on coming up with a visualization of power utilization, of power consumption by device. That's something that's in process. Crack zones and efficiencies where it identifies the zone or the area where the crack unit has area of influence, and then it does an efficiency calculation determining how much power it's using relative to the amount of cool air it's producing. And then the last point there is launching contacts. So what we want to be able to do with us and ITM is if I'm looking at an asset in Maximo or an MEO and I want to see more details about specific metrics or some history of some metrics, I can jump over to the ITM into one of their views. And likewise, if someone's looking at something in ITM and they want to come over and look at that device inside the map, the heat map or one of the other maps, they can do that jump across. So that's something else we're working on for this upcoming release. And with that, I'll give it back to Debbie for the next slide.
Great. So thank you, Tom, and thank you, Wayne, as well. Hello, everybody. So I'm, again, from product management. And the first slide, slide 18, talks about target customers. And, you know, we're seeing quite a broad area of opportunity there for where to target. So starting with customers who have some specific characteristics. They are saying that they are out of space in their data centers or they are out of power. They have power constraints. And this is particularly true in New York City, but it's true. We've seen it in other areas of the country as well, where the power company has simply said, in order to supply you with power, we have to build a new substation, and that means that we're going to have to charge you a lot of money to build that power station. And so this product really helps in identifying areas where you can, the organization can save power, become more efficient, and then not have to build out that new data center that they need the power for or use that power that they need as quickly. We're seeing a lot of desire for favorable public perception on sustainability. So you probably have seen, like, the ads from Walmart on TV, where they are very concerned about their stakeholders. And so that's another area. If you see places where people are advertising that their companies are green, they're saving energy by going green, or they care about the environment, that's really a target market for you. And then building out new data centers or facilities complete with energy management. So when we run into companies who are interested in building out or in the process of building out new data centers, it is almost 100% for sure that they will also include energy management and the desire to be LEED certified. You might have heard about being LEED certified and making sure that their data centers, when they build them out, are paying attention to the energy consumption as well. There's a great opportunity for traditional Tivoli sectors. So lots of financial organizations are interested in this, communications organization, public sector, telecommunications, and then retail as well. But we have broadened, you can broaden this conversation by bringing in our partners. So, again, as Wayne said, that helps you to cover both IT and facilities. So that increases the number of people you can talk to in an organization. So it's not just IT operations folks anymore. It is also the facilities folks. And then we're seeing a linkage to our Smarter Planet and Smarter Buildings opportunities. So there's a convergence in this space the data center really is a specific part of facilities management. It has some specific aspects to it that other facilities don't, but it's really a subset of facilities management. So there are a lot of multiple local and state government initiatives around this, especially since it's very important, you know, from our government perspective that we start paying attention and our success and our sustainability as a country. So it's a good opportunity there, but it's also an opportunity to talk to your maximum sellers because the maximum sellers do have that relationship with the facilities people that you may not have. So it's good to hook up with your maximum sellers, as well as your partners, of course, Eaton and JCI and APC, but the maximum sellers have that relationship as well. So moving on to slide 19 then. Well, I would move on to slide 19 if my laptop were go to slide 19. Hang on. Sorry. 1 second, please. Okay. Who do I sell to in the organization? So typically, if you're an ITM seller, you'd sell to those things that are, or those organizations that are already circled, IT operations you might sell to, maximum sellers, asset management, the CEO, the CFO, the CIO, procurement, the architects. But this expands, again, as I said, the reach into look for the facilities managers, the server teams that are the ones that aren't responsible necessarily for CPU utilization, that kind of server team, but the ones who are the ones that deploy those servers out on the operational floor, those kinds of server teams. And then the sustainability officers, if the organization has one. And ask, who gets the power bill? Because the people who get the power bill are the ones who are definitely charged with reducing that bill in the organization. So you want to find out who gets the power bill. So on slide 20, then, this is a further information about the partners that Wayne spoke about. So our software provides, again, a wide integration with partners and, again, the capability to see both IT and non-IT. And you're probably interested in understanding a little bit about these partners. So Johnson Controls, TAC, Siemens, and we're working with Honeywell as well, are primarily vendors for building facilities equipment. So they provide chillers, cracks, air conditioning, and humidifiers from a building perspective. And Eaton, APC, and Emerson are primarily vendors in the data center infrastructure space. So they provide these uninterruptible power supplies, the PDU system, the switchgear, et cetera. And then not on this chart are those sensor vendors that Tom spoke about as well. So those are the people who provide, who put sensors out there in the data center, and we get thermal information from them, humidity and airflow kinds of information. So that's like Synapsys or RF Code or Sensotronics are also vendors who work in this space. So we can collect this information from all of these vendors and get that integrated view. One of the interesting things about Johnson Controls is that we just completed, we've been a partner with them for many years, but we just completed building a much stronger alliance with them by signing an alliance agreement. And there were two components of that, the Green Data Center and a Smart Buildings Charter solution as well. So we will be working a lot more with Johnson Controls and integrating with their products. On slide 21 then, this is an example of some of the places where we get benefits from implementing energy management solutions. So reductions in cooling, industry studies indicate that 4% of energy can be saved for every degree of temperature increase. So if you go to a data center, a lot of data centers, you might want to wear your parka in because they're so cold, and they're just kept cold because it's a safety factor. Because organizations are nervous about the temperature in the data center getting so high that there's service interruptions. So, but they don't really need to be as cold as they are. So increasing that temperature while looking at the statistics to understand that effect on availability is a way to save energy. Elimination of service outages. We've talked to many organizations who say that they have some kind of non-IT equipment problem that causes service outage and caused them a lot of downtime and a lot of cost. So when you do an ROI on ITM. It's like doing an ROI on ITM, but it is including in this the aspect of facilities outages as well. And then avoiding hitting those demand charges. So a lot of organizations, the way that they contract with power companies is they have a base power that they contract with, and that base power is them saying, this is the amount that I think I'm going to use. And that charge is generally a pretty reasonable charge per kilowatt hour, 10 cents a kilowatt hour, for example, usually 7 to 14 cents a kilowatt hour. But when they hit the demand, when they go over what their contracting with the utilities company to use, then it kicks into substantial expenses. And in one case, it kicks in the Northwest, for example, to $5 kilowatt hour charges. So it can be a major charge if go above that. Labor savings organizations often have people out there manually measuring energy consumption in hotspots. So this is a way to not have to have them do that and save on that labor. And then sometimes in some organizations that can be pretty substantial because they do it on quite a regular basis. Some of the equipment goes into, some of IBM equipment, you can do power capping or put into power saving mode. So servers that are underutilized can be put into power saving mode and therefore they don't use as much power and they run just as efficiently when they're in power saving mode. And then some organizations have carbon and utility rebates as well. Slide 22 is an example then of how an organization, our Austin data center, saved energy and didn't bump into those demand charges. And this is a graph of the energy usage over a period of time, and it's an example of something that occurred every morning at 1:20 in the morning, and they thought that it was nightly backups kicking off, but in reality it was an antivirus that was scheduled to run at 1:15 every night, and so they on all the servers at the same time. So they were seeing a 2% rise in total energy and bumping up then against that demand. So a lot of, just gaining that visibility into their energy consumption over time really benefited them by able to vary when those antiviruses kicked off and then not bumping into that demand. On slide 23, then, this is a summary of the key benefits and differentiators that both Tom and Wayne talked about. So measure and benchmark energy and thermal metrics of both IT and non-IT infrastructure devices. Real-time data collection, as opposed to some of our competitors have data collection, but they don't collect it in real time. So you can't see it. They collect it in real time, but you can't see it in real time. Historical data collection, Wayne talked about the taking advantage of the Tivoli data warehouse. Visualization, both in dashboard capabilities and the visualization for Maximo for energy optimization that Tom talked about. Connecting asset and thermal information for MAMIO as well, and opening those being able to open those service requests. So that whole service management, doing a whole service management, and then extensive partnership relationships. On slide 24, the competition. I need to go pretty quick here, but the three that you're most interested in. From a competitive perspective, HP certainly is our only competitor with components of a total green data center solution. Aperture, you'll see Aperture out there a little bit. They have no support for server-level monitoring. And Cisco predominantly is limited to only power over Ethernet devices and PCs with agents on them. So you can turn off the PCs in the middle of the night and save energy. Pricing on slide 25, ITM, as Wayne said, includes ITM for energy management, includes ITM director, active energy manager, Tivoli Common Reporting, and Tivoli Data Warehouse. It's priced by asset, subscription and support are additional, and there is a revenue share with STG on this, so it's a 50-50 split with STG because of the use of director and active energy management. MAMIO is priced by asset with there's an install fee and then priced by asset as well, and there is no revenue share. And then I've listed what an asset is, so IT server network storage devices and a whole list there of server devices. And we often, facilities devices, we often get the question about individual assets, even if they're aggregated. So even if they're coming through some kind of product like Metasys, we still have, we still charge by individual asset being managed. POCs, we've done a number of POCs in 2009 on slide 26, and you can read this, but we have some. Bryant University is a great reference for us. We just finished doing a total deployment at Bryant University, and our Austin Data Center is a great reference as well. I am looking for help getting references, getting you to help me identify customers for POCs or implementations. I'm looking for people with newer equipment or newer data centers, and smaller is better, of course, to do a complete implementation. So if you know of anybody that fits that criteria, I'd love to talk with you about that. On slide 27, show your customers a green environment. This is a list of all the U.S. places where you could either take customers to or do remote demos from. We do remote demo from Austin Demo Center and Southbury Demo Center. And it shows great. It shows these demonstrations are really invaluable to help customers understand the breadth and depth of the solution. Slides 28 and 29 then are where do you find resources. So on slide 28, the list, the links to all of the information, and then on slide 29, the people to contact. I certainly would love to hear from you if you have a customer who's interested or if you need more information about the products from a product management perspective. So please feel free to contact me. And I see, Steve, that we're nearly out of time, and I'm turning it back to you for see if there's any quick questions.
Sure. Thank you, everyone, for your thorough presentations. Pat, I'd like to go ahead and open up the lines for Q&A at this point.
Certainly, thank you. At this time, please press star 1 on your phone to ask a question. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. One moment, please. We do have a question. Mr. Mike Riley, your line is open, sir.
Yes, thank you for this program. I wanted to confirm something. Maybe you said it, but I just didn't catch it. If we're going to sell the monitoring, the energy management component for monitoring that ties in with IBM Tivoli monitoring?
Yep.
Do we sell the OS monitor and the energy component, or does the energy component include the OS monitoring?
It includes base ITM, but you would have to sell the OS monitor separately, the license for that separately.
So it includes the monitor,
but
it doesn't
monitor,
really matter.
Yeah, it comes with it, but you would have to sell the license for that separately.
Yeah, this is Wayne. It doesn't include any of the agents.
Okay, so basically the customer buys IBM Tivoli monitoring and the energy management software in addition to?
If they want to do OS monitoring, yes.
You can just buy the energy monitoring and do no IT monitoring if you wanted to. That includes ITM, but no agents.
So you don't need any OS monitoring at all to do the energy management?
Bingo.
You don't, but it does add quite a bit of value.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
You know, from a service disruption perspective, to be able to compare those two.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay.
Yeah. But it does that.
But
yeah.
So basically, it's not included. That's what I wanted to include. Mm-hmm. The licensing is not included with the energy management module.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thank you.
And at this time, I'm showing nothing further.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, everyone, for your participation in this call. Hopefully you've all learned a tidbit or two or three and get really excited about selling this portfolio to your customers, a portfolio that can help them truly save hard dollars, so something that they can save right off the bottom line. So with that said, I'd like to thank everyone again and wish everyone happy selling, and thank you for participating. Have a good day.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.